check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout?
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Wait, which price to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
We continue our series, Do-It-Yourself Bailout. Every week, we're talking with Takeaway contributor Beth Koblenz about how we can all get into better financial shape and bail ourselves out of debt. Last week, we talked about how taxes can be a part of your DIY bailout. Today, we'll dig into how improving your credit score could help and why you should care about it. Companies like Bank of America have big teams of people looking at how they can get the best possible credit score when they borrow money. But who does it for you? Turns out you have to handle it if you're going to bail yourself out of debt and get yourself into better financial shape. And that's why it's part of our series, Do-It-Yourself Bailout. Beth Koblenz, author of Get a Financial Life, joins us again. Last week, we talked about taxes. Today, we're going to talk about your credit score. Why should we care about it, even though most of us don't want to talk about it? Also with us today, Keith Gumbinger. He's a mortgage analyst and vice president of HSH Associates. He sees how these credit scores really affect consumers every day. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Beth, even when I say credit score, I cringe.
I see your face kind of scrunches up.
I know, it's like eating a lemon. But, you know, it is important, I guess, for all of us to keep track of our credit. You're nodding.
You know, it simply is a number that tells lenders how likely you are to pay your bills and pay them on time. It tells them how much of a risk you are in order for them to give you a mortgage or a car loan or a credit card. And one thing people don't realize is landlords and potential employers now look at credit scores as well. But very quickly, there are companies called credit reporting agencies that collect data on you. There's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And then there's a company called FICO that comes up with this complex number algorithm that figures out what your credit score is based on the information in your credit report. The score ranges from 300 to 850. So 300 would be the worst. It would be you miss all your payments, you maxed out of your cards, to 850, you're almost perfect. You have a track record of always paying on time. And right now, the national average credit score is 693. That's down from what it was a couple years ago. It was 720.
Okay, so Beth, one of the things that's always surprised me is the number of companies that can actually put stuff on my credit score. I'm always constantly amazed at these odd people that can contribute to this.
Yes.
But how are they determining what things go into how my score is determined? Just whether or not I pay my American Express bill on time?
Well, there are five things. And American Express actually is a charge card, and that may not be on your credit score. So that's interesting. But there are five factors. One is whether you pay your bills on time. Very simple. If you make one late payment that's 30 days late, you can end up dropping your credit score by 50 points. It sounds 50 points, whatever. But that means instead of getting a mortgage of 5%, you get one closer to 6%, which could literally cost you $54,000 on a $200,000 30-year mortgage. Okay. So don't be late. Don't be late. That's the most important. The other one is 30% of your score is the amount of debt you currently have. So you don't want to have all your debt on one card. Ideally, you spread your debt, have less on each card rather than have it all on one. The length of your credit history, so you don't want to keep opening lots of accounts. It's better to have account open for a longer time. And the fourth point is the amount of time people see your credit score. So if you keep applying for new credit all the time, it's going to hurt your credit score. And finally, the type of credit you borrow. Are you getting, you know, student loans, which are helping you, or are you going to these high-risk, high-rate loan places that look like you're really desperate? So those are the main factors, and that's it. You know, there's a lot of drama and a lot of talk about this, you know, all these different angles of credit scores, but if you just follow these 5 points...
Those are five hard things, though.
They're hard things, but they're clear, and they're understandable.
Okay, so Keith, you analyze mortgages, and as she was saying, that 50-point difference that is going to cost me $50,000, really? By paying one bill late, but I paid it in 35 days instead of 30, that's going to cost me $50,000?
Potentially. And the thing about mortgages these days and the intersection with your credit score these days is that the more risky you are, the higher the interest rate fees you will be charged, or in some cases it can even limit the kinds of products which might be available to you.
Is there no wiggle room? Can't people who are giving me a loan take into account the fact that I'm a pretty good person?
Well, given the fact that most underwriting, most criteria evaluation when you apply for a loan these days is done by a machine and not by a human.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit dehumanizing, and that's the unfortunate push forward of technology. Is your information is entered into a piece of software which goes through and then basically assigns you either a pass or fail grade. Now, if you don't quite make it over the cut where you're automatically approved, yes, a human will go look at your application, and you might be called upon to discuss or document what your issues were at times, what your issues may have been more recently that's causing this difficulty in your score.
And particularly if it was some sort of medical emergency or some issue that is a real, you know, mark on your credit score, your credit report, you can at least talk about what happened. But the truth is, you know, 10 years ago, there weren't really credit scores. You know, people were talking to other people about what happened in their credit life. Now it's a number. So you want to make sure that number is as good as it can be.
How often do we have to check it, Beth?
Well, you have to pay for it now. You can check your credit reports at annualcreditreport.com. That's the one where you can get it for free. And for your credit score, you can get your actual credit score at myfico.com. And you want to check it before you're going to buy a home or going to buy a car or get a credit card.
Credit card scores don't have to be daunting. Good advice from Beth Kobliner, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. Also, Keith Gumminger, he's a mortgage analyst and vice president at HSH Associates. Thanks so much to you both. You can see all of Beth's tips on how to improve your credit score on our website, thetakeaway.org, and check out the rest of the DIY Bailout series while you're there. Next time, everything is negotiable. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry in Denver. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.